Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hello. Hello. Wake up. It's finally summer. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Hello.
We did it. It's going to be 83 today. Yay. Welcome to Spaziano Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Santa Waters out there. And here we are, Tuesday, June 3rd. And yes, it is actually going to feel like summer. Feels so good to say that. We've had just the most, well, you know, we talk about it every morning at this time.
I know.
You know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, we get it. We've been there. We lived through it.
Beautiful. Warmer.
We survived May.
Warmer with a few clouds. And more noticeable haze from wildfire smoke today in the sky.
See, that gets me. 83 degrees. Gets me. 83 degrees. Okay, sorry. That gets me that we now could finally go outside and enjoy the weather, but we can't because of the wildfire.
Well, it's not to the point where it's affecting the quality of the air, just the visual part is going to make it look hazy.
If you could see it, it's affecting the quality. Is what someone said.
Oh, yeah?
A doctor or something. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like it's in the air. They're probably not going to, they don't want to alarm everybody, so they're going to downplay it. But that's what someone told me. I don't know. Never know what you're breathing in nowadays.
Well,
right?
True. I mean, we do live in the city where, like, trillions of gallons of chemicals were floating in the air. So, I mean, Kodak. Mm. But I tell you, though, the way the wind works, the way the clouds work, a lot of that stuff doesn't come down to us yet.
Okay.
So that, I mean, it will get to a point where we'll smell it. And that's when it'll be.
It's really dangerous.
Was it last year or 2023, 2 years ago?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. Where it's like, whoa, you can smell it. And this is from, you know, way, way up north Canada, west, you know, like that. So that's, yeah.
But
that's
I
scary,
still went
man.
Outside because it's, listen, we only get so many days we can enjoy the nice weather. So I guess, I don't know. I'm not going to stay inside when it's
really
nice.
There's no warnings yet. There's no warnings to stay inside. It's just visible. Just a light haze tomorrow. Very warm, hazy. I mean, 87, Sandy. Ah! Will you turn the air on or have you turned the air on yet?
I don't think we've needed to yet, have we? But I don't know. I don't know.
My wife had the doors open yesterday, just to get a nice fresh air in there. That felt great.
Mm.
Just, it's like, it's like free. It's like nature's Febreze. You open up the doors and there's that smell, that you know, like whatever. Plus, the freshly mowed grass smell was wafting into the house yesterday. It was wonderful. Like that.
Is there anything in life that you sometimes have regrets? Like in the moment, you knew it probably wasn't the best decision, but you followed through, and then the day after, you're like, yeah. I don't know if I should have done that.
Story of my life.
I mean, I'm talking about not when we're in our 20s and we go to the bar. I'm talking about now as grown adults.
I don't know.
I had one of those moments yesterday.
Oh, did you?
That I almost need to lean on you guys for therapy. Right.
Was it a didn't think it out and now regret, or thought it out, did it, then realized probably wasn't the best idea?
Something about it. I felt like I needed to ask permission. I don't know. It just felt a little dirty.
Oh, okay.
But it was something that I said I would never. I'm never going to be that. I don't judge the people who do, but I would never. And here I am.
You did it.
Doing. Okay. All right. I got to get, I'll tell you about that coming up.
Right.
also, apparently, and I don't know if I believe this. I do not know if I believe this.
What?
Apparently, having a fractured rib like you have is worse than childbirth.
Can I say two fractured ribs?
Okay. Twins?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. So, we can, if you've ever fractured a rib, which I still don't know, is that the same thing as broke a rib?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you've ever had a broken rib, let me know. I need a woman who has a broken rib and has kids to let me know if in the on the injury rankings, rib surpasses childbirth. Because otherwise, I'm gonna have to give you a public apology.
Oh, that would be glorious.
And Jerker Justified, we have to get to today on the show. What a mom encouraged. I didn't realize it was the mom who encouraged her daughter to do this on the plane as it was circling over Orlando, waiting to land.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear about this story, we have audio of mom encouraging her daughter.
Yeah.
Right? You found the audio?
I did. And it's triggering me a little bit hearing it just because I've kind of lived through it. I live through it in my car sometimes.
It's either you're okay, so everybody's split on this. Either they think it, that's why we're bringing it up to make it official on Jerker Justified this morning at around 7:15-ish. But people were like, oh, that was great of that mom to encourage her daughter to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was sweet. It was touching. It kind of broke the stress of trying to land, right? Because, again, this plane was circling over Orlando for 2 hours. And then the other side of it was like, that just added more stress to the situation. But anyhow, okay, so we'll get to that too today on the show.
Yeah, and it's in happy birthday, by the way, speaking of childbirth.
Oh, my God. I'm in denial. My daughter turned 16 today.
Happy birthday.
Freaking wild. I'm having a tough time with this one.
You should be getting a birthday gift.
Yeah, I did the birthing.
Right?
I mean, I did the whole damn thing, actually. Let's be honest. I did it all.
You did it all?
Everything.
Did you do it with a broken rib?
Oh, God.
You'd probably die.
My God.
Oh, man, I can't imagine.
A woman delivering a baby with a broken rib?
You'd have to knock you out and go C-section. There's no way. You'd die. You would literally die. I'm not a doctor, but I would. Like, I can't even cough. It hurts so bad. Can you imagine pushing?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean,
try
to poop. It's hard with a broken rib.
You can't.
All right. 98.9 The Buzz, Guinness World Records just contacted me. And they want to award Sandy Waters with the fastest bathroom break on planet Earth. She's like, how much time do I have? I'm like, 1:45. Scott, be right back.
I'll make it.
Congratulations.
Bravo.
Don't you worry. Skills, girl.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the question that I want to put out there.
Yes.
Have you ever, like, biggest hypocritical moment?
Okay, all right.
Was what?
Oh, God.
For you?
Everything when I'm teaching my boys.
Yeah, have a lot of hypocritical moments.
Yep. They turned out great.
We call them out on the air, so it's fine. But anyone else willing to share? Because I feel kind of guilty for what I did yesterday.
You? Come on. That's new.
I know.
What was it?
And I was like, I don't, you know, I've kind of called you out for doing this. Mm-hmm. And I said no judgment when people do this. But then when I found myself doing it, I'm like, oh, God, this ain't right.
What'd you do?
So I went for a walk yesterday. It was a nice day. Went for a walk with my mini schnauzer. And as I'm walking around the neighborhood that connects to mine, I walked by this one neighbor, and they had this beautiful wooden chair sitting out at the end of their driveway.
Okay.
But it's big, and I'm like, I walked by it slowly, and I'm like, nah, come on. It's beautiful, but I am not going to be that person because I've been on the air saying, hey, good for you if you want a garbage pick, but it ain't for me.
So you did it?
Then I went home,
uh-huh.
and I told my older daughter, I'm like, God, there's this really nice chair. And she's like, really? Let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk. And she's like, yeah, that's a really nice chair.
No.
I go, should we? So then we walked back home, grabbed my vehicle.
Oh, you did not.
And I'm like, wait a minute. We need to knock on. And if you're listening right now, I have your chair. I don't know why it's out there because it's so beautiful. I'm like, something must have happened to this chair. Because there's no reason it should be out there. Like, the seat cushions are kind of worn, but you can always replace that. It's like the seat cushions come off the chair. It's just like a little low. It's like thick wood, like really.
Is it antique?
I don't know if it's antique, but it's like a dark wood, and it sits low to the ground, and it's a big, comfy seat. Like, it's wider and deeper than a normal chair. But it's heavy, sturdy wood. I'm like, why would they be throwing this out? I go, something must have nasty must have happened on this chair.
Or maybe it's just, you know, change of decor, you know, that kind of thing. Or it didn't fit anymore and they needed to get rid of it. You know, like my wife throws stuff out that's perfectly fine.
But, like, why wasn't it on Facebook Marketplace? Okay, so anyhow, so I'm like, we need to ring the doorbell and tell the person, hey, listen, is it okay that I take your chair?
No.
Well, that's what she said.
No.
She goes, look at you. You look like a hot mess. They're going to think you're a bum walking the streets. No, don't ask that.
Oh, even funnier. No, you don't. If it's at the curb, it's yours.
I felt weird. You need to, I would think, I like the whole idea of ring the doorbell.
No,
is it okay? Hey, I'm not a creep.
No, don't ring my doorbell.
Really?
Don't ring my
doorbell. So then we pulled up, and I could see the kitchen light on. I'm like, oh my God, they're watching us. They're watching us lift this into my vehicle.
Or maybe they're in the kitchen.
If I could see the kitchen light, they could see me pulled up in front of their house.
It's dark?
Lugging this big chair. It wasn't. I don't know why they had their kitchen light on then. That's a good question. Well, you know, gray skies in Rochester. You have your light on no matter what time of day it is. But anyhow, so I was like, great. Okay, so now I can never go on the air and say I don't dumpster dive because I do.
Well, there's dumpster diving. There's also, you know, something from the curb. That's different.
Is that the same thing? Or is
this it's different.
Oh, it's different? This is different?
Dumpster,
okay, fine.
It's a dumpster. You get in it and you know, your feet are dangling out of it and you're grabbing something up. That's dumpster diving.
I don't dumpster dive.
If that's different, you're right. Dumpster diving, that's more of like, I don't know.
That's hardcore.
That's athleticism there.
Good morning to Buzz.
Hey, good morning, guys. Carmen, how are you?
Carmen, hi, man. How are you?
Good, man. You know, it's funny because I saw a Ring alert come through yesterday that said somebody took my chair. It wasn't free. Please give it back. And I'm like, who would take a chair? And now I know.
Right? We were just letting it get some UV because it was UV 10 yesterday.
Crazy dog. Sandy, go buy a chair. Home Depot's got plenty.
I know. I should. Well, you know, I don't know. It was so beautiful. I mean, the seat cushions, I'm going to have to figure out what to do there.
Yeah, you can fix that. It's easy.
I don't know.
Thanks, man.
It was weird. Bye. And then we like hightailed it out of there. It felt like I was committing a crime. It was weird. And now I got someone's nasty old chair in my room.
There's something to be said for like when you go and get something at the curb. I mean, because you know it's there. People even put a sign, free. I mean, just to think like, wow. I can't believe that's free. I thought it was, you know, like, whatever, you know? I mean, if there was a sign on it that said $25, that might be different, but there was no sign. It was just out there, right?
And we were just saying it on the air yesterday. I forgot why we were talking about this. I think we were talking about garage sales. What would you not buy? And you were like, couch. I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying someone where they farted on it. Yeah. And here I am, lugging this free chair.
That's different. A couch holds more gas than chairs.
But it's like the seat cushion. I got to get rid of the seat cushion. I got to find a new way to. I mean, it's like a removal. It looks like a, you know, like patio chairs. You can buy the seat cushions at Lowe's and put it in.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those. It kind of totally comes out.
Oh, sure. Just get another one. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that, right? I don't want someone's fart puffs every time I sit down.
Where is it going in your house?
Well, in the new sunroom that I got to freaking furnish that damn thing.
That's
I forgot
right.
about that.
You better start trolling the neighborhoods.
I know. Anyone else?
I got a used patio furniture set up at the camper if you want it.
No, I want real furniture in that room. Real furniture.
Oh,
yeah. So if anyone else wants to go dumpster diving with me today.
Congratulations. Feel no guilt. Do not ring their doorbell.
Don't ring their doorbell?
No. There it's. That's not out there to sun itself.
It's freaking creepy. Okay. Coming up on the show in about 10 minutes or so, something happened at Baird Road near Whitney Road in Parenton.
Uh-huh.
And I think what was left behind, like there's no evidence of what happened besides maybe a lingering bruised ego.
Okay.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Listen, accidents happen, right? That's why they're called accidents. But when you get into an accident where you're like, oh no, I'm never going to hear the end of this one. You leave behind a wicked bruised ego. That's what happened in Parenton yesterday.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Suzanne and Sandy. Is that you said near Baird Road? That little railroad underpass there?
Yep, yeah. Near Whitney Road, Parenton yesterday. Yep, it happened. Even though there's a ginormous sign that says height in whatever it is.
Yeah.
A delivery truck got stuck.
Oh,
and man. I could only imagine the bruised ego, because that is like humiliating. He can't go back to work. She, he, whoever.
Yeah.
Can't go back to work anymore. That's it. Leave. Hightail it out of there. Go in hiding, because your coworkers are going to rip you to shreds.
That is, you know, it's true. Everybody's, there's like a, every occupation has something where all the employees can like rib you on stuff, right?
Right. It's like the duh of your workplace.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, oh God, you did not. Like you leaving a mic on when we're playing a song or commercials. That's like one of those moments where everyone gives you a hard time because it's like, duh, basic skills 101, turn off the mic.
Yeah, right. Basic skills.
But it happens. It's an accident.
It is.
If you drive truck, and we have a lot of you truckers listening, you know the height of your truck.
Yeah, you do. And but you know, I gotta give a grain little bit of ease to maybe it's somebody who was driving a truck who's never, you know, like not from here. They're coming in from Syracuse or something like that. And
you see the sign, though, that says,
yeah,
whatever it says.
Yeah.
And height. Then on that road, you have to go in reverse, like do a K-turn, turn it around. I don't know. I could see myself doing that. I'm not judging. It happens, but I just can. I felt sympathetic when I see these stories, and it happens all the time.
Oh man! Well, especially down here and near High Falls, you know, where it goes under the, you know, the railroad tracks here. Yeah, happens all the time around here.
That's a bridge that trips up a lot of truckers.
I wish we knew. We had a statistic of what bridges in this area have been like smacked the most because of bad judgment, or you know, like not knowing the height.
I want to say the last time we had a story like that, it was the bridge downtown. I want to say I looked it up. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
It's
but is that
the one
like,
that goes to the brew house? The one that goes.
Yeah. It. But is it like, okay, any accident is embarrassing and slightly humiliating when you cause that accident. But what is the most embarrassing? Like being a box truck driver and getting stuck under a bridge, or hitting the gas instead of the brake and crashing through a building? Like, which one will bruise your ego?
Oh, God. They're both bad, you know?
I know, but which one's more humiliating? Which one do you have to hightail it and go in hiding?
Probably, you know, getting your truck stuck under the bridge, because it's not your truck.
Oh, I would say crashing into a building? That is, no.
You think that's worse?
Yeah, I think that would be worse.
But then, like, it happens and it's gone and nobody knows, right? I mean, not that nobody knows. It's like the people you work with don't know unless you tell them, right?
Yeah, see, I feel like, I feel like the box truck, other people would be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the height of my car is. Like, what do you know the height of your car? But everybody knows where the building is.
Well, true, yeah. How about driving in a parking lot and hitting one of the poles in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, that's I mean, I did that getting out of Frontier Field. Oh, God, how embarrassing.
Really?
Out of Frontier Field, it was an event that we were doing, and I was in the VIP section, like, you know, right by Frontier Field.
Yeah, right near the box office, is that parking lot.
Yes, and I was leaving the event early. I can't even remember what it was. And, of course, I'm turning the corner and don't I go over the curb? There's a lot of, what's the other? Oh, the Tom Walls parking lot on Monroe Ave. That Tom Walls right there.
Okay.
I always go over that curb too. Not always. I'm not going to say always. I have. My husband has. Like, I think that when you're turning out of it, I think that's
one by Allen's Creek Road.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a curb the other day, and I'm like, oh, wow, I should have probably, I'm very cautious about coming out of the gas station in the morning, the Quickly's on Culver. I had to do it this morning. For some reason, it's like a blind spot, but it's not. Like, yeah. It's dark. I mean, you can see it, then you wonder,
yeah. Make all the excuses you want. Yeah. You go over the curb, and you're like, oh, darn it. That's embarrassing. And then your kids have to remind you that you hit the curb. You know, you act like nothing happened.
I'm not supposed to do that. It's testing, testing the shocks.
All right. Coming up on the show, I don't know if this is true. If I need a woman to call up and say that you have had a fractured rib and you've given birth, because someone said that a fractured rib is worse than childbirth.
Yeah.
And I have to give Scott a public apology, and I'm not sure if I believe that.
Listen, I got response when we were first talking about this last week, and I think it's, I mean, I've never given birth, so I don't know, but it would be great to know. 818-2899.
That's coming up. Yeah. Plus, Jerker justified what mom encouraged her daughter to do as the airplane was circling around the Orlando airport. Everybody was on board, frustrated as all heck. And then mom encourages her daughter to do this, and we decide if it's Jerker justified.
If laughter is the best medicine, these guys are your pharmacy. Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, you gotta love it, the incredible, edible.
Right, 98.9 to Buzz. Remember that?
Is
that
you did like, not just play that because it's Egg Day or something.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's National Egg Day. The incredible edible egg. That's one of those jingles that's stuck in my head like forever.
That one, the Toys R Us one. And what else is a good? It's not coming to me now, but you're right. There's a lot. There's a handful of those jingles that. Calgon, take me away. That was another.
Calgon.
It was in a jingle, but it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, you gotta love it. The incredible edible egg.
I love it. Happy National Egg Day.
What are you doing to celebrate? Why do they have those stupid holidays? Like, what are we supposed to do with that?
I don't know.
Besides you, a radio guy, going on the air going, hey, happy National Egg Day. It's like, now
it's,
what?
It's just from the jingle. I don't care. I don't know.
Yeah, now what do we do?
I got two dozen eggs in my fridge. And I don't use them because, like, I'm all scared to use them because they're so expensive. But they're not really so expensive. It's all, it's like in your head. They are expensive, but, like, they're not like a $10,000 an egg.
Oh, you want to use it when it's worthy to use it because of the value. I see what you're saying.
Kind of,
mind game you're playing with yourself.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Sell it on Facebook Marketplace. Your wife sells everything. Soon enough, you'll be on Facebook Marketplace.
Or giving it away. Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Tuesday. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spazano and Sandy. Scott Spazano here. Sandy Waters there. 53 degrees. Sunshine today, 83 degrees. Hazy clouds. And feeling like summer. It's a beautiful thing.
And that haze is the Canadian wildfires.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Canada.
Yay. Okay, so I am not going to. I refuse to give you a public apology, even though I do feel a little bit of guilt. Until somebody really tells me that what you're going through, I don't know if you heard, Scott has two fractured ribs.
Yeah. My dog was trying to kill me. Got in between my feet, and I took the brunt of the fall onto my kitchen island, which my ribs met the stone, and that hurt.
So weird how you describe it. It really is weird.
I try to be other than normal when I describe things.
I can tell. I fell into a rock.
It is. It's made of rock.
Okay. So, you told a story. You've complained about it. I haven't heard a peep out of you the last few days, though.
I don't want to complain. And it's not getting any better.
And I told my daughter, oh my God, Scott was, you know, he broke two ribs. Mm-hmm. He was complaining about it, making noises. Oh no, she was asking me why on Friday when we went to Fox Rochester, why you didn't do the mobility test us.
Right.
And
right.
I said, oh, Scott, he fractured two ribs. And she's like, wow, that's really bad, Mom. I was giving him a hard time. It's not, I mean, women, we deal with childbirth. We deal with like our menstrual cycle every month.
Yeah,
we don't
comparing.
Walk the hallways making noises every time we're in pain. And she's like, you have to apologize to him. That's really bad.
It hurts.
And come on, it's not worse than childbirth.
818-2899. I did have a lady call me when we talked about it, saying that the exact thing, and I wish I would have like got her on with us. She said 3 weeks ago she fell and cracked. She had fallen down the stairs or something, and cracked a couple of ribs, and she says it's the worst pain I've ever been in, and I've had kids. And I'm like, oh, I got to put that on with Sandy.
Did she say it's worth? I need somebody to tell me, because I haven't had a fractured rib. You sometimes over dramatize your pain. So see, you cried wolf one too many times.
I don't
know if I need to give you a public
cry wolf.
Apology.
I just be real. I just try not to hide it, and then you give me crap for it. Friday morning. See, oh, this a week ago Friday it happened, and it took me 6 days to get to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, you got cracked ribs. Bill's Mafia Ken, I broke 4 ribs with mild displacement, quote unquote, doing the Tough Mudder back in 2022. I could barely breathe. It was a tough decision between whether I wanted to take my next breath or just die. Worst,
oh, God.
Worst injury I've ever had. This is coming from, you know, Stud Muffin, you know, Mr. Bill's
Wait,
Mafia himself.
Worst injury ever is fractured ribs?
Yeah. He says worst injury I've ever had. I've broken an arm, and it was painful, but it didn't last like this does. This does not stop.
Okay, is that what makes fractured ribs worse, because of how long it lasts?
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Did she say it's worth? I need somebody.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to reply to cracked ribs and having childbirth.
Yes.
Have you had both?
Ribs is worse.
Ah! Shoot. Oh, shoot. Is it really? But what makes it worse? Is it the pain, or is it how long it lasts?
It's because it affects your breathing and your movement, where childbirth is a whole different story of pain.
Right. Can you imagine having
cracked ribs?
Ribs
are much worse because of what it affects and how it limits you.
And okay. Can you imagine having cracked ribs just before giving childbirth and have to do that?
I don't think it would be very pleasurable, but you probably wouldn't be thinking about the cracked ribs at that moment.
I got it.
Okay, so right now, if I were to say right now, you're going to either go into childbirth or deal with a cracked rib, which one would you choose?
Childbirth.
Oh, my God.
Really? Oh. Oh, no. I might owe Scott an apology. Even on TV, I was giving him a hard time. I'm like, yeah, suck it up, kid.
I've broken an arm. I've broken fingers. I've sprained. I had that neck thing for 3 months. This is nothing like
that.
Oh,
God, I feel so terrible now, Scotty.
And it's weird. Because you know what really bummed me out? And I said this after that happened, before I knew I had cracked ribs. Like, you ever get injured and you can't see it? Like, I wanted a big, giant purple bruise on my chest so I could show people. But there was nothing there. There was nothing there.
No bruises.
Yeah. No fair.
And I've done it a couple of times, unfortunately.
Oh, God. Can I just ask, because the doctor gave me a vague answer. Actually, an answer I didn't want to hear. How long did it take to not, like, hurt when you coughed or laughed?
Probably a good couple months.
Oh, my God. A couple months. And you said you've been through it. What are you doing with your body? How come you have experienced it
times? You've retired from MMA, right? Martial arts and all that stuff, right?
No, unfortunately, I have osteopenia. So.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I found out I had osteopenia.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's the same as OI, right? Is that the abbreviation? OI is... No.
It's the beginning of osteosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We have a friend, part of the Buzz fam. He is on a mission to educate everybody about that because it's something that we don't talk enough about.
And it's debilitating. I don't wish a rib injury on anybody. And it's like, I'm trying to make a joke out of it. Like, oh, I don't have to mow the lawn now. I can't pick up the garbage. I'm like, you know what? I kind of miss it.
Do you?
Can't carry the laundry downstairs.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you are welcome. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
You too.
You're my forever friend now. I love you.
And I expect to hear the apology.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wow, Mom. I've been scolded.
Bye.
I'm going to have to do it on TV, too? Give you an apology? I feel bad now. I just thought, okay. I'm sorry.
It's there and it reminds you. It doesn't stop. And I think the hardest part is I haven't slept. And it's just like every time, it seems like I wake up every hour and it's starting to drag on me.
A whole month, the entire summer. This is going to be rough.
The doctor's you don't have one broken rib. You have two. I'm like, well, she's like, normally one rib would be about 4 to 6 weeks. She's like, two ribs, because it's a bigger injury, probably 8 to 12. I'm thinking, and that's the whole summer.
And your age, you heal a little bit slower the older you get.
Well, she didn't mention that.
Oh.
She didn't mention that.
Okay, well, otherwise, I apologize for that too then.
Otherwise, I'm in perfect health, she said.
Shout out to, by the way, Angelo and Kim, who are part of the BuzzFam Ally Shea Project. They're the ones who are doing the initiative with the OI.
Yes.
Education.
Yes,
so shout
Angelo.
Out to them.
Yeah, guys. What's up?
Okay, so coming up, Jerker Justified. And this is what happened on a flight. Now, these poor people, think about the last time that you traveled. They were already, their plane was delayed 2 hours. Then they couldn't land in Orlando. They were circling over the Orlando airport for another 2 hours because of weather.
A couple thousand feet away, but they couldn't get down. Yeah.
So close, but yet so far away. So this mom on the flight encouraged her daughter to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That now everybody is split, whether that was a good decision or not. And we are going to decide the moral compass right here.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
This is what we're known for, deciding the moral compass in Rochester. And you can't go wishy-washy on us, okay? A lot of people are split about the kid who was allowed to sing aboard the Delta Airlines flight to Orlando. So let's officially decide it here.
Okay.
Now, the flight experienced a 2-hour delay due to bad weather, followed by an additional 2 hours of circling over the Orlando airport before landing.
Right.
So needless to say, everybody on that flight is extremely tired and annoyed.
Well, a lot of people missed all their connections. So now they have to figure out if they got to stay the night. I mean, it was a hell of a flight.
It was horrible. And they're uncomfortable, they're bothered. Mm-hmm. So why not have a kid sing How Far I'll Go from Disney's Moana on the intercom system? She's 10 years old, and I guess it was her mother who encouraged it, but the flight attendants allowed her to do it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is brutal.
How far I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back. A place I know where I cannot go, where I love to be. See the line where the sky
meets
the sea.
Okay, ma'am.
It calls me.
Good one. Okay.
How far it goes.
Oh, man.
Nobody's joining in.
The sail on the sea stays behind me. One day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how.
Keeps going
I'll go
for the full 2 minutes.
Everybody on this island has
now
a role on this island.
Do you want to keep going? Do you want to give it?
Stop, please. Okay, that's enough. Oh, good job. Good job, everybody. Stop.
Stop. Mom has the biggest smile on her face.
Stop. Okay. She even got the key changes in there.
She got it all, and
the kid was singing into the microphone, and she was kind of like staring off into the wall. She wasn't like performing it.
No,
So
here's the thing: reactions
still going. There's 40 seconds left.
Well,
are you sure?
Let's not be disrespectful. Let's let her finish.
Let me know. What's beyond that line? Can I cross that line? See the line where the
sky meets. Oh, key change!
Oh, no,
please!
No one knows.
Oh, God.
How deep it goes.
Wait, what happened at the very end? I didn't hear the very end of it. Did everyone give her a round of applause?
I don't know.
Or was it dead silent?
No.
How far I'll go.
Oh, it ends? I want to know what happened. Oh. So
don't make me laugh.
some passengers online. Okay, so so many people recorded it, posted it. Now, some people found it to be very sweet and heartwarming, appreciating the girl's confidence, which it does take a lot of oomph to grab that mic and sing for two and whatever minutes.
Yeah, good for her.
And it was a lighthearted distraction during a stressful delight. Okay, that's half of the audience. Now, the other half of the people were like ticked off, saying the performance was inappropriate, expressing discomfort and unsolicited nature of the act and in a confined space that you couldn't escape.
People were like on social media, like, I'm about to pop the airlock and jump out of this plane. Like
that one person, though, spoke up and said, shut up,
kid.
I respect the fact that nobody said that. But so this touches on the bigger question that we're going to decide here right now, Jerk or Justified.
Okay, get ready.
Because it was mom who encouraged her. Where are the parental boundaries? Like, putting your kids' comfort and ego before anybody else, right? Because mom was probably trying to distract the little girl. It's like, go perform. She was only thinking about her daughter. And she just neglected everybody else on that flight. Was she jerk or justified?
Was the mom jerk or justified putting the monkey up to perform?
Do you agree that it should be mom on trial?
I do.
Okay.
You can't fault the kid.
Yeah, you can.
Kids are innocent. 818-2899. Good morning. The Buzz. Is this mom jerk or justified? Yeah, hey, listen. What do you think?
I got to go jerk all the way because for me, so don't get me wrong. I think that was, you know, cute, sweet, whatever.
Yeah.
But I really feel like this was mom's moment to try to get like her 15 minutes of fame, try to go viral. And I think you got to know your, like, everyone's tense, everyone's missing flights, not going to get it. And then all of a sudden this comes on, that vein's probably popping out in everyone's forehead. What is going on?
Yeah, man.
I felt terrible for the little girl when you see the videos of the people who are like the negative videos. I feel bad.
Yeah.
You can't, like, don't rag on the kid. Like, the kid's just doing what kids would do. Like, she probably thinks, like, this is great. This is my moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, she's up there. She's confident. Yeah, moms, know your audience.
That's I know. Fine. Plus, you know, it's like, you know what bugs me? I've done hundreds of weddings, right? Where, like, you go to a wedding and the bridal dance is, like, the entire 6 minutes. So I'm like, come on, do 2 minutes, right?
Oh,
2 minutes.
Yeah.
So girl needed to do the hook and then the post and that's it. And then she's out. That would have gotten her applause. Leave them wanting more. That was a minute and 38 seconds of your life that felt like an hour and 38 minutes.
Well, and then what happens if, like, somebody else decides that they want to sing?
Oh, God.
And it becomes, like, this whole thing. And then, like, your whole life for the next however long is a giant musical.
I guess people were pissed because they actually turned off the in-flight entertainment thing.
Oh.
So anybody, if you're
give
watching
her undivided attention.
Yeah, if you're watching a movie or something, you're right at the best part, this girl comes out and sings freaking Moana. I don't care. I'm putting jerk with you, man, because unless the cast of Disney's Moana is on that plane.
It kind of sounded like it.
Then you're fine. All right. Okay, good. Hey, who's this?
This is Nick and Carter.
Hey, Nick and Carter. First call through, man. You guys got a pair of Glitter and Groove, Finger Lakes' largest silent disco at the Vine Del Lago Resort. Congrats.
Thanks.
Okay, now have Carter. Is Carter in the car with you still? Because we can have him sing.
Carter.
Okay, Carter, what do you want to sing for us?
What's your favorite Disney song?
Tomorrow. We'll just wait until we go on a flight and get delayed.
Right. Then let it go viral.
See, Carter's a smart kid. He knows his audience.
Yeah,
very
he knows
good,
his
Carter.
Audience. Good job, Dad. Good parenting. Hold the line. We'll be right back. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified, that mom?
Total jerk.
Yes.
Total jerk. I can imagine the conversation beforehand where the mom is probably like, you want to go viral on TikTok?
Oh, God, I hope it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. Do you have kids?
I do not have kids, I've got a lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, well, you know, when your little one sings, like Ellie's my 5-year-old.
Yeah, until they're about five.
Right,
and then,
yeah. It's cute. Like, she's singing in the car. You're like, everybody's proud of their kid. But
yeah, but wouldn't you think that would lighten the mood? Like, when I first heard, when I first heard this story, I had the, like, feels. I was like, that is so cute. That is sweet. So, what else are you going to do for 2 minutes?
For me, travel days are stressful. I don't like flying.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what's going to stress me out even more. Like, shut up.
Oh, my God. So if you were on that plane, would you have spoken up? Would you have said something?
No, I would have talked. I would have talked massive junk behind their back, but I wouldn't have spoken up.
Oh, everyone, that's how everyone handled
it. Yeah, it's more fun like that, right? It's more fun to be like that.
Everyone talked massive junk on social media and said nothing out loud. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to The Buzz.
I mean, I've been on flights where I sang, but I was with a full show choir. So,
oh, okay. See, that works. Different. That works. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it was you as a kid singing with your show choir buddies. That makes it okay. I see how it is.
Wait,
we were asked to sing, from what I was told.
Yeah. What song did you guys do?
We did a medley of songs about New York.
Oh, I love it. That's so
okay.
Fun.
So now you're more self-aware that you ticked off so many people on that flight.
Nah,
okay. This is an aha moment for
different.
You.
It's
1,000%. I would. It was at like deplaning.
Oh, wow.
What? Okay, would it have made it different if the flight attendant said, hey, come sing on the intercom, and not mom?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's because it's mom.
If the flight attendant, like, hey, everybody, here's little, so-and-so. She wants to sing for you. I know we're all trying a little stressed out, but if she set it up. See, it's all about the setup, right?
Yeah, you're right. In 30 seconds.
Thank you so much for the call. All right, The Buzz, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Jerker Justified. What do you say?
It's total jerk.
Okay, I guess we're... Chase just messaged us on Instagram and said my headphones broke. He must be listening to us on headphones.
I love it. Okay.
I mean, my daughter is wound for sound all the time. Uh-huh. So whenever, like, we've only gone on an airplane a couple times. But, man, when she was wound on the airplane, I was, like, apologizing to everyone. So I was like, I'm so sorry. She's such a mess. And you feel bad as a parent. You don't want to encourage them, you know, disrupting the whole flight.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, we've got it. We've got it marked down. You're all good. Thanks, babe.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
We just piled on this poor 10-year-old, bruised her ego a little bit more.
Nah, she'll never hear this. But the mom.
Verdict is jerk.
Yeah, jerk.
Jerk or justified? 98.9 The Buzz.
So tomorrow, Spencerport Fireman's Carnival starts tomorrow.
Oh does it? St. Rita's had their festival, that little church near my house. That's legendary.
Next week will be the Webster's Fireman's Carnival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all beginning.
So, best place to go. Do you go Fireman Carnival hopping? Or do you just stay in your local town?
That's hardcore. Never considered that.
Oh, you haven't?
Never. No. I mean, I've been to another one, but only because I think we got invited. You got invited, too. I think Brockport. I mean, I think it was Brockport that we all went out. A bunch of people from the station.
Are they all the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
They kind of feel all the same, right? Or
yeah.
No?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Much.
I haven't been. I've been to the Macedon one. I went to the Brockport one.
Uh-huh.
I've been to the Hilton one.
Oh, so do you.
I mean, I've been to a good number of them.
No, that's true. I mean, then do you know? You've probably been more different ones. I've been to three.
And they kind of feel the same, or do they not? 818-2899. Is there a town that you go to that you're like, oh yeah, I have to go to that town's Fireman's Carnival because
it blanks.
What?
818-2899.
Best part of the carnival is? Why do you go? If you go.
Beer.
We can get beer anywhere.
Clams.
It's the beer and clams?
Yeah. I mean, like when you, like the Webster one, at least one year that I went, and this was a few years ago now, they have like a little pavilion, a permanent pavilion there in their fairgrounds. And they were doing like dozen clams out of there. I was like, yeah, that's a good thing. Wait in line for that.
I don't know if I would want to do clams at a fireman's carnival.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get a craving for clams, but a lot of people do.
How about like a chicken barbecue? Those are starting to pop through now. You ever done one of those? While they last, opens at noon, drive by the fireman's, you know, the fireman's hall. And
I just get junk food at the fireman's carnival. You just want the junk food.
Like what? What do you like?
I don't know if I have a go-to. Because I always eat dinner before, because you know I'm cheap like that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. God. It's like, let's eat at the carnival.
No, it's going to be too expensive. Okay, I'll be honest, and this is probably something I should keep in my head and not say it out loud, but I am not big on the fireman's carnival. Because I don't do rides.
Oh,
and
God.
I don't like spending money on the food.
And
you don't
drink beer.
There's no right. So I don't belong.
You don't belong. You should not be there.
I don't.
Anywhere that's fun, you bring down.
I know.
Let's go to Seabreeze.
But I'm not saying that out loud because these are fundraising events for the fire department. So I don't want to discourage anybody.
We don't want you type around there.
They don't want me there.
We don't want you type around here.
The last year when we went to the Macedon Carnival, uh-huh. It was my daughter who wanted to go with a bunch of friends, uh-huh. And I just went by myself, and of course, the minute that we get there, she's like, peace, bye, I just needed you for a ride, and then I'm left just wandering around looking like I have a place to go, but I didn't have a place to go.
Wow.
I was that person at the carnival.
Wow.
Just kind of wandering and just people watching.
I don't know what to do with you sometimes.
Well, what ride do you like? What's your go-to ride then, Mr. Carnival guy?
If I could, Tilt-A-Whirl's always my favorite.
What do you mean, if I could? Well, can't you? Why can't you?
Well, if you go to a carnival and it's not there, then you can't.
Oh, I see. But I wasn't sure what you're saying, if I could.
Wherever there's a Tilt-A-Whirl, I'd love to get on it.
Meet the age requirement or something?
Height is usually my problem. What about that? What's the one that's a giant circle and it spins around and it pins you up against the wall, then it starts to go up? And then you're going, I love that one.
I don't know. I don't like any of them. They make me sick even just watching them. No way.
You ever been in a conversation with someone where you guys have nothing in common and you're trying to talk and then like that, it really doesn't go anywhere. And then you're wondering, why am I in this discussion? Maybe I'll just find someone else to talk to.
Hey, listen. 818-2899. Talk with Scott. Did you hear about that guy? Was it Disney, right? That guy, he was... He's filing a lawsuit against Disney because he got injured on the ride, but mm-hmm. he was like 300 some odd pounds and mm-hmm. he surpassed the weight limit.
Okay.
But he's accusing Disney of his injury. Did you hear that story?
No.
It just happened.
It's similar. I've heard other stories like that.
So it's like those, it reminded me, because that's like in litigation right now, it reminded me of those parents who try to sneak their kids on a ride that they really don't belong mm-hmm. on because they didn't meet the height requirement.
Yeah.
If something, God forbid, happens, whose responsibility is it?
Yeah, it's your fault. It's the parent's fault. And it's.
Or is it the person who let them go? Because, you know, there's a bouncer to every ride.
I know. But it's like, hey, I know I'm not supposed to go on this ride, but I'm going to try to go on it anyways. Oh, he let me. And then I get injured. Then it's like, oh, it's your fault.
Yeah, because he let him.
Yeah, but don't go if you know you're not supposed to.
Well, that is true.
So I don't think you should.
So you don't think that guy should win the lawsuit?
No.
At Disney?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyhow, Spencerport Fireman's Carnival starts tomorrow. Next week is Webster. And if anybody has, like, the best Fireman's Carnival to go to, 818-2899.
There you go. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy here. Hi. Nice day today. 83 degrees through hazy sun. And just want to remind you that Thursday, around 5-ish or so, we're going to be out at the Innovative Field, former Frontier Field, for Dancing with the Arc. Go to arcmonroe.org/dancing and come to this amazing fundraiser event. And just about half your admission cost comes back to you in food and drinks. So
when you say 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
after the show. We're not broadcasting our show from Innovative.
No. I think the gates open at 5, starts around 6. It's going to be a band and all of our dancers from the Arc and the local celebrities. And Sandy and I are going to be hosting again this wonderful event. Happy birthday.
Today, I'm so off. I don't know. I'm in denial. Anyone else? Because I mentioned this to you yesterday and you couldn't compute what I was saying, but I don't think it's just me. If you have more than one kid, when your last kid has a milestone birthday, like 16,
it's your daughter's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Doesn't it hit differently? Like, it's so, I don't know. Yeah, Lexi turned 16 today, which is even, because I, in my mind, I still think of her as three. I just can't come to grips. And I get a little emotional. It's like it hits different when it's your last kid.
Maybe it hasn't hit me yet because my last kid is only, she'll be six in July.
Yeah, I know, but you had a big gap between.
I didn't get that when Anthony turned 16. Scotty was already, you know, a couple years ahead of him. And
you didn't get the, okay, so maybe it's a mom thing?
Yeah, maybe. Because
this is it. I will never have a sweet 16 in this house ever again because I'm not following the Scott Spisano plan where I'm going to have a kid when I'm 60.
57.
So this is 57, sorry.
You don't round up when it comes to ages.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Okay,
that's
I wouldn't do that
point.
To you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 50.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is hard. This is a hard one for me.
Is it the fact that you know that she's 1 foot out the door emotionally and liking you and all that kind of stuff? Because I hear girls hate their parents from like 14 to 25 and then they come back around.
You know, I don't like that stereotype, that stigma.
I know.
That people, you know.
Is it true in your
no,
world?
No, I have a great relationship with Lexi.
Okay, good.
I think
good.
It has something to do with the school that she goes to now as well, because I did notice a huge difference after. But her older sister has a good influence on her, too.
Good.
But it's those final moments, like your last kid, and now I get it why the last kid is always spoiled, because mom and dad don't want to let go. It's crazy.
I always say, like, I wish my daughter could stay like 5, 6 the rest of her life. She's just at that age right now. It's just like yesterday we're at dance and it's the pre dress rehearsal for the thing that's coming up Saturday. The
dance recital.
Yeah. You know, I think there's 11 billion kids in this performance, right?
Sure.
And this was the first time I ever saw her do her thing because it's always behind closed doors. And I'm sitting there videotaping and tears are coming down my face. And I'm not embarrassed, but I'm like, am I the only one crying? I don't want to look left or right. I was just because that's like the best part right now, right there. And I guess when she turns 16,
it's because this is going to be the last. It's like never again will you see your kid performing in a dance recital. This is the final. It's not going to happen again because you're not going to have any more kids.
Right. I guess. I never looked like that. You know, you're an end-of-lifer. You've always looked like at the end of things. You've always. Since you were 19.
That's terrible.
No. Think of this. All right. I know. Okay. All right. Say 25. All right. But listen, you've always been that I wish I was old. I want to be a little old lady. And you've always planned for the end all the time and never lived in the moment.
Yeah, but I'm not planning for the end. Like, this is truly, she's never going to be 16 again. I will never have somebody to celebrate 16. I don't have any more little kids to squeeze. And it's not, it's just like appreciate the moment. It's more of an appreciate the moment. Like, have I appreciated every single moment as much as I could have?
And
you know what I mean?
Like, Well,
I think we try, and as we get older and as we have more of these moments where they're like final moments, I think we reprioritize like, okay, work can wait or this can wait or the stress, let's just soak them in. So then, yes, did I look over her bed this morning when I went to work at 4 and just stared at her sleeping?
That's creepy.
Yeah. Do I just like long gazes and just hold the moment? Yes.
There's a viral video that's going on around now where a grown adult daughter climbs on top and hugs the parent like sitting on the couch. Like
Leah like still does that to
how
me.
My dad used to hold me as a baby. Yeah?
Yes. She still does that. Aww. Yeah.
See? That's cool.
She's 20.
Yeah. Get off
She's
of
heavy.
Me. Get off of me.
I'm like, okay, come on. Let's go.
I know.
Anyhow, if any of you, because I know a lot of us were pregnant all at the same time. So if you have a 16-year-old and she or he is your baby too, you can call me. We'll cry together. We'll have emotions together. We'll share pictures back and forth.
98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Pizzano and Sandy here. Are you 82, 83 degrees today through that hazy wildfire smoke? It's weird. It's like that. You know what it's like in like when it's fall and it's got that glow to it? You know, that kind of like that golden kind of vibe out there. But that's it. It's not even summer yet. It will feel like it, though. Today and tomorrow, 87.
It is, in a few weeks, going to be your day. All you dads, Father's Day is around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
No.
Really?
Is it the 29th or the 22nd? It's a Sunday, right? I don't even know when it is. I really don't know when it is.
If this is your day, how could you not know when Father's Day is?
It's the lesser of the 2 days that worships parents in our life.
Is it?
From the lesser of the two sexes, yeah.
Mother's Day is Sunday, June 15th.
Oh, crap, it's the 15th. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that late. Isn't it always around 13, 14, 15, like around there, that Sunday?
All right, yeah.
It's the third Sunday in June every year.
All right, third Sunday, the 15th.
So,
that's a
biggest compliment you could give Dad would be what? What's the biggest compliment? Because my daughter said, I don't know, it was a few weekends ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she just said it. She just said it. Like, my husband got in from working on the yard. Yeah. He mowed the yard, whatever. It's a standard thing that he does on the weekends. He comes back inside, and my older daughter was like, wow, Dad, the grass looks really nice. Aww. His face freaking lit up. Like, it was, you just gave him a gajillion dollars.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my. He goes, oh, my God, that is the best compliment you could give a dad. Aww. I'm like, really?
That's awesome.
Your dad.
You know what the biggest compliment is? The smallest thing. And that's proof of that. It really, the biggest thing that could, you know, like break your heart or make it bold or whatever, you know, fill your heart up is a tiny little thing.
Okay. So what would it be for you? Is that it then? Is that a universal best compliment to give a dad is
about his yard? No, but it's in that vein though. It's that's the little tiny little thing.
What
a good compliment would be. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the other way as you think. I'm trying to think the other way around. If you said, wow, the house looks really clean, I'd be like, okay, thanks.
Like screw you, buddy.
Well, I don't know. Help is what I would say.
When is it not? You mean it's dirty?
I don't know if it weighs as heavy as my husband was making it sound like when he said.
Yeah, I see what you're getting. See, we get so few compliments as it is.
Oh.
So therefore when.
So dramatic. What do you mean you get few compliments?
We get such few compliments as it is in the grand scheme of life.
I don't think that is a true statement. Little things like that
means so much. It really does.
So you say that dads typically lack compliments.
They give compliments. They don't get a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi. I think it depends on the dad, right? I mean, like for my dad, I always used to tell him the car looked really good because he was a car guy.
Okay. That's what works for your dad. Yeah. Biggest compliment. Aw.
I would always get him like a car wash for Father's Day and like some golf balls. And then if we went golfing, you have to compliment his stroke. You know, that was a good drive, Dad, or whatever.
Did you feel compelled to do it just because it was Father's Day? Or did you like rando in the middle of April give him a compliment about something little?
No, I mean, all the time, you know, but of course more on Father's Day.
Yeah.
I think for moms, too, if my husband or my kid told me the house looks clean, I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you would?
Sandy takes it as an insult.
Well, no, not an insult, but I would be like, yeah, okay, well, you know, it could stay this clean if you help out a little bit. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I don't know. Is it true that guys don't get as many compliments as we give? I'm not saying it to be like a victim or anything.
Yeah, you are. No, stop.
You're so black and white. I'm saying it to be just, I think it's true. It's not because of anything else. It's just, it seems like compliments go one way more.
There's a lady on social media who makes these videos about you are such a good dad. If you Google that, she talks about a double standard of how, like, a mom goes to Wegmans with her kids and no one says anything because that's just a mom's job. But when dad goes, They're yes. like, oh, you're such a great dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember yes. that. Yes, we played that. Remember that? Yes. yes.
So, that is true. So, Scott,
I would say
it's
the other way around. I right. would say that women and mom don't get the compliments that men get, but, you know.
Yes, absolutely. We don't get the praise.
I guess it's maybe yeah. like individual, you know, like whatever.
Just your life?
Mm. Yeah, it could be.
well, I appreciate you, Scotty.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Cheers.
I appreciate you, too. I appreciate you, too. Thanks for the call. Love you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, bye.
How about that? Scott's was in a fishing for compliments. Woe's me.
Yeah. That's not funny.
I never get compliments. You're doing a great job today, especially because you have two fractured ribs.
I thank you.
And you, I've tried to fish for a
mocking compliment. Mocking a compliment. Wait. The mockery is so thick. It's amazing.
I'm not mocking. Why are you so negative?
I'm not negative.
You said you, as a father, don't feel like you get enough compliments, and it's not equal. Now,
no, as guys,
me and a bunch of listeners debate that, but that's fine.
Yeah,
we could lay it on thick. You're such a great dad. You do such sweet things with your daughter. You're funny.
Your obligatory forcing things out is just making me feel so loved. The commercial free 98 is coming up next.
You're a great dad, and we're so appreciative to have you in our lives.
All right, you're just repeating yourself. Stop mocking me.
Hey, God, I'll do a better job tomorrow. I'll come up with a list today.
Nah, that's right.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.